Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Meal Deals Podcast. Well, welcome back. Thank you guys for being patient, first of all, since we said that, you know, we're going to be here for, you know, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Instead, we've been gone for a month due to our school life and also on our own personal side projects, if that makes sense, including the hackathon. What else?
A lot of things happened. I mean,
yeah, a lot of things happened.
I remember on our last Instagram post, I said that it's okay, it's going to be only 2 weeks, worst case scenario 3 weeks, but it turns out to be a little bit over a month. And even though it has been a month and I felt like that month has gone by quick for us, a lot of things have happened. Rafael mentioned a hackathon, which we could talk about later in the podcast. We have some cool possibilities in the future, like Victoria might be talking about might get a lead role in a very popular musical. Just focusing on our personal goals, like in our previous episodes about fitness, I've been really focused on fitness and really adjusting to the college school year because, like we all mentioned, we're all college freshmen.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that it's a little weird to be back considering that we've gotten a little rusty, I think.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I just said to Eric right before this podcast that I'm feeling like kind of jittery and I'm not really sure why, but I think it's just because we got into the kind of the, what is it? The momentum of just posting every single week and meeting with each other every week. And then we took like, technically it was like a 5 week break.
Yes.
Because so we posted on like October 20th and then now it's November 23rd.
Yeah.
And it's been like a huge gap in what we were planning to do, but now that we have all this new equipment, I think that we're also trying to get adjusted to that too.
Yeah, we could have come back earlier, but thanks to Amazon, the mixer came back like that we were trying to buy was came in way late than it was supposed to be. Yeah, right now I don't feel like bitching about Amazon right now, but like, yeah, it's just that. The fact that it was kind of rusty trying to get all the equipment together and like even transporting to another location is already like difficult enough.
Yeah. So
definitely agree.
I think that the weirder thing is that it was after every single week we were like, okay, we're gonna get back this week, we're gonna get back this week, and then things just kept happening.
Yes.
And we were like, ugh, when are we gonna get back on this podcast? And then we finally figured out everything all at once and you're like, okay, we have to just make it happen or else it's like we're gonna keep waiting or falling behind. And we just wanted to say thank you for waiting for so long to anyone who actually like actively listens to us. I mean, it really means a lot that you guys stick around and want to listen to us even ramble about what we think.
Yeah, and now we're back.
Yeah, now we're back.
And look at our podcast going, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
If you guys wouldn't know, but the way we started with the podcast was actually one mic. A lot of people have asked what our podcast equipment were, and they thought we had like professional equipment, or we had three mics, had a whole studio. But really, we just had one mic, and we were all crunched up, like barely like 3 inches like space, and we just talked into the mic, and like we had water bottles like these, and every time we needed to get a drink, we were like silently drink like this.
And yeah,
it was very painful.
Yeah, it was kind of painful to keep like really steady and really stealthy, and like also like in the while in the same time like all like huddled up like really close to each other. We weren't even like, you know, we were had to like be like this close to the mic, just like this.
Yeah, and I think that the funnier thing was I think episode 3 or episode 4 we did it in Eric's room in his parents' house, and we were all scrunched up around this circle, and then we went to the gym afterwards and we were like, wow, I can't believe that we're starting this podcast, we're getting into the roll of things, and we were all really excited. And now it's just I think that we're only going up from here because we have all this new equipment and we have a new person that has joined our team, Emmanuel, who's the cameraman and who's running the audio right now. So shouts out to him.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know. It's just really exciting. All of this is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree. This still doing this podcast right now still feels surreal. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it's our 10th episode and our first episode, it was really new to us. Like, mm-hmm. we feel uncomfortable. We still feel uncomfortable now. But I one thing I can say is that we improved a lot from the first one. Because from the first podcast episode, we thought we had to write script for script or like a really detailed bullet list. Like, okay, we're going to talk about this, mm-hmm. talk about this. Okay, wait. Rafael, you got to like incorporate this philosophy quote because we need to.
Yeah.
We sound smart.
And I'm pretty sure you guys can tell that we're like reading off for like from the page too.
Yeah.
Sure. It was like, because the thing is like, it's just more natural if you just like, you know, just get it out of our head and just mm-hmm. have a conversation. But the very first episode, it was just like, all right, let's like type in what we're going to say, things like that. And then like after when we start recording, we just not exactly read everything was on the page, but like also like, just like, you know, trying to be clear, you know, or mm-hmm. at least like, you know, try to be clearer than what it is when we have a conversation so our listeners can understand.
Yeah. But I think that we kind of got rid of that idea second or third episode.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We don't feel like working on it.
We're just too uncomfortable, like just constantly looking at the computer and mm-hmm. taking turns talking. Because if you listen to the first episode, which I hope that you did or remember it at least, we all took turns speaking for like 20 minutes. Yeah. And all of us, it didn't really have the feeling of a podcast. And I think it was because we were just starting out. But now I think that all of our communication skills have gotten better, at least.
Of course.
I hope mine did.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but we actually wanted to give more of an update as opposed to just talking about coming back from the podcast. Because like Eric said earlier and Raf said earlier, they went and did a hackathon, and I possibly have a lead role in a musical for In the Heights. So,
well, actually, before we get into that, let's also give updates on how is it in our college years, our first semester.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah.
So Eric, what do you think?
Well, the biggest reason why we wanted to take a break from the podcast is because I told Rafael, okay, so I go to a school that has a 10-week quarter system as compared to what is traditionally 16 weeks.
16
weeks.
Yeah.
So because it's in 10 weeks, it's more crammed and fast paced. So by week 3, you will be already getting midterms and exams. So around that day, I wanted to warn Rafael and Victoria that I don't think I'll have the time to record for the podcast per se. So that's why we made this announcement. Hey, we're going to take a break because during that whole month, I had lots of exams and lots of projects they're cramming in. And one thing I would say, I greatly underestimated the quarter systems because week 1 and 2, it felt like any normal school day. And honestly, one of our teachers, Mr. Sayum, he said that actually college in a way is easier than high school because you have more autonomy over your schedule. Mm-hmm. You can decide whether or not you want to study for this or not and go into these all extracurricular events. So when I had my calendar, it was all spaced apart. So that's why I loved. But someone told me before college is that you should try all these social events. Try mm-hmm. this, try this out. You want to experiment. You don't want to be stuck in your dorm. So I would say I kind of did the extreme version of it, but I had no regrets. I tried a lot of events. I tried fraternities. I tried clubs. I tried STEM clubs. I tried lots of like opportunities that I wouldn't have thought I would have gotten. And because of that, I experimented in the 10-week system. I was kind of ignoring the workload, and that kind of snowballed up along with the exams. So that was really stressful for me. And one thing I would say, my first exam, which is I major in computer science, my first CS exam, I actually failed. And that being is because I don't think I put enough time and thinking to schedule ahead of what I need to study, because I would already plan events in the future. Mm-hmm. That would take up that time right before the exam. So for example, the hackathon. For any of you guys who don't know what a hackathon is, a hackathon is where it takes a 2 to 3 day event, perhaps even one day. They usually say 24 to 72 hour events where you come in alone or you come in as a pre-organized team, and there'll be a prompt there will be a prompt and a theme revolving around that event. So for us, we went to Jefferson University, and they had a health theme, a health hackathon theme. And what you do is you come up with some technological solution to try to solve that problem. So think of it as like a crash course business pitch company type deal where you search for other people who could fulfill your roles. Like say if you were a programmer, you could program an app, but you need someone who works with design. How do you, graphic design, how to design the logo, or someone that can communicate really well, someone that can communicate the idea. So Rafael, I, also Emmanuel, our cameraman, we and two other people that we know that on my floor where I live, we all formed together and create a project that involved agriculture and helping to mitigate some of the agricultural problems in our city. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting. And that lasted 3 days. And within those 3 days, we worked a lot. And I'm sure Rafael can speak more after I finish about what we did in the hackathon and what are like the biggest lessons we learned. But I would say that's like the first event we did right after we took the break. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
Yeah. There were so, well, before I even went to the hackathon, first, it was mine first hackathon. Even though it was also your first hackathon, it was also basically your second, because the first time you went, it's just you being bystander.
Yeah.
And so you already got like the gist of like what a hackathon is. How do you say it? When we all went there, it was the things that I learned in at least in Jefferson, which is where the hackathon took place. Well, they call it health hack because, you know, Jefferson are very coordinated with health. And it's just that kind of not really like a life lesson. It's just that the fact that they gave a lot of resources for us to even manage all the projects and things like that. What I also learned is that our communication skills was, I thought it was very impressive. And the fact that we all got along together and like we actually approached one goal, we succeeded that goal, even though we lost in that hackathon. I thought that the fact that it was like, I didn't feel like our time was wasted at all.
Not at all.
Like, you know, we each worked on what we need to work on. We had a little fun this and there, but also like, I don't know, just like the whole thing in general was like a really such a great experience. The one very surprising thing is that we built a model of a vertical farm, which we're not really going to get into much. But the vertical farm, it was supposed to be like, the model was supposed to be like 1 foot tall or like 1 foot tall or like or small. But it turns out we built like 1 foot and 2 feet, right? It was like really big. And I thought it was like, I call that like our trophy, you know? Yeah, it was like our trophy. It's like, even though, again, we lost, I still thought it was like, man, at least we got the model, you know? Because we still got something. And me and our team thought that the idea that we had was so good to a point that we're actually trying to turn that into a real thing. Like, turn that into like an actual project and trying to even turn into a startup company to build a small vertical farm to sell to or try to sell cheap to other people, if that makes sense.
One thing I loved about the hackathon, and I think it applies to other events I tried in the beginning of the term, is that even though I may have failed my exam or I may have not been a top student in my class, but I think the trade-off is worth, because there's a difference between failing an exam because you practically didn't study and you were lazy. But there's a difference between like doing all right or struggling with a class because you're spending more time on something that's also productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think going to these events, going testing things out and like knowing myself what fits with me makes me understand more for the long term of what I want, like what goals I want. So the hackathon, I think, even though the exam, you learn through theory, I think that hackathon, you learn through practice and communication. So it's really your priority. And I think that hackathon, even though I failed my exam, that hackathon was worth it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was like I said, just the whole thing in general was such a great experience. Yeah, I can't really explain the detail. It was just like the whole idea of it was like, mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah. Emmanuel was talking about these are like one the type of opportunities he's looking for. The events where you don't just stay in your room all day and study in class, but like mm-hmm. apply those things out of class and go into these events, trying things out, doing business pitches, talking and networking with people. And I say that's the exact thing we were doing. Like, we will come there for the whole day, for the first day. And then Raphael, Emmanuel, I will sleep over on our floor. We'll wake up, go straight to it, do it again, sleep, go back and do it again. It felt like a field trip. Like, I know it sounds weird because we're college freshmen and we shouldn't say that because college, we have more in freedom. But it did feel like something that's outside the classroom, yeah. but was beneficial towards us.
Yeah.
So that's
especially the fact that like I would stay over your dorm for like 2 days. It was like even the outside of the hackathon, it was like, you know, it was almost like, you know, I was living a whole different life simply because I was like living through like someone else's dorm.
Yeah, that's what we could say about the hackathon.
Hope that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I think what's so interesting is, of course, I wasn't part of this hackathon group, but they did call me late at night about it, and I was literally half asleep. But
no, I think we just woke her up.
Yeah, I remember them being just so excited, and I realized that these are the kind of experiences that college is all about. It's not about just going to class, and it's not about just getting the grades and then getting a good job. It's not about that. I think that people kind of brush college, or at least for colleges that don't have a lot of like college life, like my school, it's more of a, it's kind of a go take your classes and then go home. That's what I feel like I'm missing in my life. So I hang out with these guys and I feel kind of included in that college life. And I realize how important it is to have that during this time, because being able to network and learning how to meet other people and just share ideas, that's a very important skill that many people don't realize until, you know, you're out in the workforce and you have these amazing ideas, but you can't communicate them or share any of them because you never practiced that skill before. And I think that college is kind of this trial and error situation where you go and you test things out and you see if it doesn't work for you, and then you backtrack and you go back to the go back to the board.
Is that go back to square one.
Yeah, go back to square one. Yeah. Back to the drawing board. That's what,
right.
That's what
back to, yeah.
And that's all I have to say. I just remember them being really excited. And regardless of how the outcome was, I think that everyone learned something.
Yeah, we all learned something. We all had fun. And that's just the best part about it. And going back to what Victoria said, simply even speaking to someone or doing something outside of school is such a very important thing. Because, like, imagine you just doing the same thing every day, you know, mm-hmm. it will be not only boring, but kind of sad, you know.
Yeah.
And it just like, you know, you wake up and then do go to school, you go, and then leave class, study, go back to your room, study again, and then sleep. And then you repeat all over again. Imagine that like 7 days
a week. It's weird because I know that a lot of people would be really upset because I've said that before, but it's, at that point, it's like you're not even living your life. You're just kind of existing, you know, and you're going through this kind of constant Rolodex or constant schedule of the same thing over and over. Right. And it's like your mind, unfortunately, it creates problems just to see if you can fix it. That's just how humans work for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that that's another thing that's so interesting. It's like if you get so bored of yourself, you're like, ugh, what can I find that will cause something troubling so I can figure it out and fix it? And I don't know. I think that like it's natural for humans to like kind of want to struggle a little bit and like to kind of seek for failure in order to become better people. And it's, people shouldn't be scared of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely agree.
Yeah.
It's synonymous with our I believe their episode Get Out of Our Comfort Zone.
I mean,
that's how humans grow.
Yeah.
We grow through failures. We grow through obstacles. We grow through struggle. And despite in the short picture that we feel bad about these failures, but in the long term, it's actually benefiting towards us because we gain wisdom.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that.
I mean, it's either you learn from it and you try to grow from it, because that's such an active thing to pursue, you know, to take a failure and try to grow from it. Mm-hmm. Because there are some people that just let it cripple them. And it's very unfortunate to see, like, it completely throws them off course or makes them believe in things that are just not true about themselves or about other people.
Yeah.
And like, they just become completely jaded. And that's why I'm saying it's so important to come into college with this idea that, yeah, I'm going to fail more than I succeed. And it's like going to be perfectly okay. Yeah. But in terms of talking about failure, I mean, or taking risks, I feel like a lot of, for our 10th episode, I think that it's a culmination of our past 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of our themes are always overlapping, and I think it's because it's just this one huge philosophy that all three of us really share. And
I wouldn't say it's just a philosophy, but also like just the psychology of like how, well, I think just like how humans work, you know, like exactly, or like we're, well, yeah, I think the philosophy of like how it came to that conclusion.
I agree with both of you guys. Like,
yeah,
we have this philosophy, but this philosophy was created just because we influence each other with like this positive mindset, and due to that, we always keep mentioning this positive echo chamber that like we're always like giving each other positive feedback and positive motivation. I think that what you say culminates what we're trying to push this podcast towards, and that's why a lot of our podcast episodes have a lot of overlapping themes. But although these podcast episodes have overlapping themes, they do have specific lessons and values you could get from each. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I think I completely lost my train of thought there. But I don't know. I think that people kind of think of us as kind of, I don't know.
Like motivational speakers.
Yeah. Like we're like very try hard, like big-headed people, but I don't know. I don't think so at all. I think that we try our best to put out in the world what we want to receive back, and it always happens that way. I mean, things that the things that we believe in and the way that we act in the world, it ultimately it gives us feedback, like positive feedback.
Yeah.
And I think that the way that we receive that feedback is also just as positive. I don't think that we've ever gone to a point where all three of us were like, yeah, we're just gonna give up. We're like, it's always either like two of us or one of us being like, I don't feel really great, and then the other one is in the group chat like, no, you can do it, man. Do everything.
No, there's this big example. Eric, do you mind me telling you about?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, all right. So like it was like during CS class, and then like,
oh wait, mind you, my CS class is at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. 2 hour lecture on Mondays, every Monday.
During Monday he was like, guys, enough of this. Like, at least for me, it just doesn't sound like Eric, because like Eric used to be, you know, well, not used to be, he still is like a hardworking guy. He's like, he's always the one that just be like, you got this and things like that. Mm-hmm. But that day, that's when he was like, man, I don't feel like doing this. I just want to go back to my dorm and shit. And then like, I was literally like shouting at him through text, like, you can do it. What the hell are you doing? Why are you just speaking like this? You just fucking, you know, pay attention. Just try, you know. Just try your fucking best, you know. And then, like, I was just, like, kind of shouting at him through text. But, like, it was, like, that's what it reminded me. It was just, like.
But you're right. After you told me that, after that lecture, I felt way better. I was, like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah. I refuse to give up. And I came to my math
class.
Resist the resistance. Stephen Pressfield, right? The war of art.
To be honest, I just remember like from the previous podcast that like we resist the resistance.
Yeah, it's a great book. But yeah, that's a great example. Raphael mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just that's not the only example. We have a lot of examples to give, like what Victoria been going through, always, what I've been going through, like that. Yeah,
we're always just like, we kind of don't want to do this right now. And then we rely on the other people to, I mean, this sounds terrible, but I think that it's in good intention. Like, we kind of have high expectations for each other.
Yeah.
So, in a way, when we're telling each other, like, you can do it, you have to do it, it's like I'm constantly afraid of like lowering their expectations or their standards of me. I'm like, oh god, they're gonna give me so much flack about this next time. They're gonna ask me why I didn't do it, and I'm not gonna have a good reason, so I might as well just do it, and then they'll leave me alone about it. Like that. And it's like that positive reinforcement where you kind of just have to let them do it, or let them say that to you, and then you just become a better person because of it.
As long as it's something for the good, you know? They don't want to do something for the bad. Like, they just be like, you know, like, you fucking bitch. Like, I don't know. Stop bitching, you know?
Sometimes we do say that to each other.
We do. But we play around.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just because we do everything so... We take everything with a grain of salt, and we're kind of joking about it all the time. Mm-hmm. But there's also that layer underneath that's like, seriously, you gotta do it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I love this podcast so much. I think soon as I started at Drexel, a lot of people has talked to me about the podcast. I'm sure some of you guys have been like, oh, you guys have a podcast, and like really interested and impressed. And they always ask me like, why'd you want to start this podcast? Like, why? Is it called Meal Deals? That would be for the first episode. Well, two, why are you guys talking about this? And when I always explain, it's about self-improvement and a personal journey, a recording of our personal journeys. Mm-hmm. And I always say that, like, a lot of people our age don't talk about positive reinforcement, because it's a bit biased, but from our social circle, there's a lot of people our age that don't talk about this, or they're very pessimistic about life. Or they're just lost. I mean, everyone's lost. But I think I always say this quote, but like, I always like come back to it. Like, around this age, it's okay to not have like the perfect, complete answer. But I think what we should try to find is like, find the right questions. Like, what do you want in your life? Okay, well, you want to search for this. Like, what do you want to do? Why do you want to do this? I think that's the right questions. You don't have to be like, I'm going to do this. Just have some sort of target in your life. That's some sort of North Star, and it's not going to be straight there. It's going to be a maze, but at the end, you're going to go to that North Star. And I think that's why I love this podcast so much.
Yeah. Going back to the social circle, I have friends in CCP who have, you know, such a like pessimistic mindset, especially, you know, I joined math club in CCP, and the way that people, when they always like, coming at themselves every time they like it's like fail to like exam and things like that, or like a math exam, because they do discrete math, and they're known that's definitely known to be like a really hard math course, and they every time, like, you know, they try to solve a problem and things like that, they're like, oh my god, I'm such a fucking idiot, I can't do this, and this and that. Like, you know, the question I always wanted to ask them is just like, well, why can't you do this? Is it because you don't want to do it, or like, you know, why don't you just try to like,
continue working at it?
Exactly, try to continue working at it. Don't keep like hitting yourself simply because you can't do it. You know, you just like just keep trying your hardest. You know,
I don't think people realize how damaging that is.
Yeah,
because it completely diminishes your self-esteem throughout your whole entire life.
Yeah,
like it seriously messes up your life. And I don't think a lot of people understand that, because people just constantly do it all the time. And it seems like so normal for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't, I don't like hearing that negative self-talk.
Yeah. It just like, and then like, they just, which is, they already had the, like a really low self-esteem too, which is kind of already hard for them too. Trying to like motivate them, like, hey, you can do this, things like that. They're already like in that like low level self esteem to the point that like they just let them hurt themselves through grades and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just put your best effort.
Yeah.
And you can't blame yourself if you put your best effort.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the mindset you gotta have. I think you always gotta have that mentality. Not have that negative mentality where you think that, oh, I messed up, it's the end of the world. But you gotta have the mentality that I did mess up, I did my best, and I'm gonna learn from that failure as a learning opportunity and improve. I think that's like what we're trying to get to, especially when Raphael speaks about his friends. They beat themselves up over the math exams or discrete mathematics and overall like our failures in our lives. But to move on to more optimistic, positive possibilities in the future, we haven't talked about your role, your possibility on the lead role in the musical.
Yeah, so it is just a college production, but we are doing In the Heights, and I auditioned on Wednesday, and I think that, you know, just because it's a college production, everyone else is not really kind of paying attention to it. I don't think that much people really, you know, think about it. But for me, it's a huge role because I think that during the third or fourth episode, when we were talking about getting out of your comfort zone, I talked about how I went to Juilliard to audition and I ultimately got rejected. And I think that regardless of that outcome, I just the idea that I was able to pursue that or had enough guts to sneak out and take that chance, especially being at 3 o'clock in the morning and sneaking out to New York, a city that I don't even really know, and just trying and giving it my best and coming back to the drawing board and realizing that this passion is something that I actually do want to pursue in the long run, not just something that just came by me and I had the motivation to do it. And I think that it's going to be really awesome and it's really exciting. And I just love theater and acting so much. And I sound like such a nerd right now. But like I said, I think that what's most important, or like I said in the past previous episodes, I think what's most important is you find that one passion and you stick to it, because letting it go or forgetting about it is... I think it's really detrimental because it kind of messes up with your idea or your beliefs of hope, you know, and courage. And it's going to be super, super exciting if I do get the part. High hopes, knock on wood. And we talked about college life before and I just wanted to give a little update. I think that I am doing well academically. I think that socially I am struggling a little bit just because it's a new environment and it's not quite the same as in the environment that I met these guys in, especially because we were all artists and we were constantly just sharing and creating ideas. And now it's a completely different experience. But with this musical, I'm really hoping to meet more like-minded people and hopefully create some really great ideas.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should, Queen.
Yeah. And with that, I think that we're actually going to sign off because this has just been an update episode. I don't think that we were planning on really getting deep into a topic.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So with look that. Look at
us now.
Yeah.
Mics and mixers and laptops and new stuff.
Yeah. With the new equipment.
New team, too. And new teammate.
And you can see our beautiful faces.
Yeah.
That's the most important part. I just can't.
Yeah. I think that we only have up from here. I'm really excited for the whole team. I'm excited to just see what else we can create. And
I think they can hear that.
Okay, sorry.
And, so if you want to follow us on Instagram, we are at Official Meal Deals. And if you want to send us any questions or any of your comments on our podcast, you can send it to officialmealdeals@gmail.com.
And follow us at Official Meal Deals.
Yep.
All right. See you guys.
We're signing out and good day, sir.
I think that's really loud.
Okay. All right. See ya. See ya.